Let me put it this way. What's so special about the new website?
Oh, have you seen it? Have you been on it yet, Bob?
Yes, I have. Looks great.
Thank you. So our site, our current site, was over 10 years old, and it was not very intuitive for our users. This new site has improved accessibility. It is clean, easy to navigate, user-friendly. It has everything that the patrons might need. We have beautiful new book carousels where you can select, if you are looking for adult nonfiction, you can click on that and get all the new materials showing in a carousel format. And once you click on the item that you're interested in, it brings you out to our catalog where you can place a hold. It's got lovely new designs, an excellent visual experience, and an improved calendar as well. I don't know if you've seen the calendar. You can search by location, by different types of audiences. You can have a printer-friendly version. Anything that's upcoming events will be listed in that order. So today you'll see today's events and tomorrow's and so on. It will automatically populate. So it's so lovely. We've been planning this for many, many months, and it's finally here.
Yeah, 10 years in terms of websites and anything technological these days, that's a long time. So this was long overdue.
Yes, I believe our site was built in 2013, so it was 12 years old, and it no longer met the requirements for a safe site, so it was really needed. Another new thing is we have online forms now, so if you're looking to book a meeting room, you can request a quote with the online forms. Same with class visits, group visits, requests for assistance in research. All of these things that were not available before are now available on our website. So we're really excited to launch this new website.
Do you need to have a library card to use it?
So the library website itself is available to anyone around the world. However, if you're wanting to place a hold on a book, for example, of course you would need your library card, as well as the e-resources. Such as Libby, where you can borrow ebooks, e-audiobooks, and e-magazines, you would need to come in and register for a library card first and get a PIN number to be able to access those online services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So you do have to go into one of the branches to get a library card. You can't do that online.
Actually, you can. You can get what we call an e-card, which is just a temporary card for 3 months to get you started. So if you're at home on a Sunday evening and the library is closed and you would like to get an ebook, you can get, if you don't already have one, you can get an electronic card, which will last 3 months. And then you have to come in and verify your identification to make sure you're a Timmins citizen and all of that. And then we will transform that into a regular card. But yes, you can definitely register online if you don't already have a library card.
Is there anything else you want to tell me or can tell me about the new website?
I think it's really a tool for us to be able to be more visible in the community, to allow for better access to our programs and collections. It's a means for us to be able to communicate with the community. And so it's also closely linked with our Facebook pages, our Eventbrite pages. Everything is linked. And we know that people spend a lot of their days online. And so we're just trying to make it easier for them to be able to contact their library. Another great feature, if you haven't seen, is that it's fully bilingual. The only parts that are not bilingual are, for example, our policies, because they're board related and they're not translated, but everything else on the site you can flip over to the French side, even the forms, everything can be accessed in the French language as well as English. So that's a really wonderful addition to our website.